Library dinner.
We're discussing the term this evening. The halachos of going to the smedish will make a short cut. Halachos which are very shchiach, very common. A person goes into the smedish. Put your tefillin down. Oh, you come down in the morning in the smedish. You take your tefillin in to Shabbos and you want to have a coffee. You don't take your tabs and tefillin with you to the coffee room. You want to drop your tefillin off in the smedish and then go to the coffee room. How do you use the smedish as a shortcut? You can't have the smedish just to put down your tefillin and you're not gone to davening there. No. Is that a problem for me? I understand what the shayla is.
Yeah.
You go to davening machzik adas. You davening machzik adas. You go on to davening the main smedish and you go through the small shtibul at the side. The first smedish comes there. So you can make a shortcut through the smedish in order to get to the big smedish. Is that a problem or isn't that a problem? You've got Eitz HaSfarim at the back of the Besmedesh. You go through the Besmedesh in order to go to the Eitz HaSfarim. Is there or isn't there a problem? You learn a Chodesh in the day and you want to go out of the Besmedesh. So you're in the big Besmedesh at the front and you've got a smaller Besmedesh behind and you want to go out at the excuse for coffee, wherever it is, you want to go out through the back. Is that a problem of a shortcut?
That's the only way to go out though, isn't
it? No, you have to go around the side.
That's right,
and walk in there to get through the Besmedesh.
That's one thing.
Well, I allowed to do this, which are very shiach. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Gemara says on lots of Tanoim, Amaroim, the Gemara asks, and the Gemara says in the Blessed Man Ben Shamua, they asked him, he said, I never went through the Besmedesh as a shortcut. Miyomai, I never went through. Oh, so. Others say Miyomai. The Shem Master Kasha already said, Issa, to go through the Besmedesh and make a shortcut. What's Miyomai that went through the Besmedesh and make a shortcut? Of course, you're not having a shortcut. It's also Mikadin. So the Shem answer that even when it's mutter to go through the Besmedesh, you still, Lachatchila, should try and avoid using the Besmedesh as a shortcut. So let's see what's the Lachatchila, when's the Osa, and besides for certain cases when it's Osa and when it's mutter, there's always a Lachatchila. Yishevu brings it down, beginning of Kuf Nun Aleph, he brings it down from the Ram, that if a person has a choice to go out of two exits of the Besmedesh, he should try always to go in one, come in one, and to go out from the other one. You daven in the new Alter Besmedesh over there, two exits at the back, you're not making a shortcut, but you come in one, once you're trying to chatchila to go out from the other door. Why? In order to show that you have an avva towards the Besmedesh, it's not just I've come over here and I have no shaykhis, I've done what I needed to do and I leave. I've gone in and I try to use the Besmedesh as much as I can.
Coming
to the closest one and go out the other way. Why? Because that shows your Av and your Chibur towards the Besmedesh. That's an extra. But the other things which are Asa. So then Shulchan Aruch state two things which are Asa. Halacha number one is Asa. You're not allowed to go into the Besmedesh to call your friend. You want to discuss something with your friend. That's nothing to do with the Besmedesh itself. So you go into the Besmedesh in order to discuss something. That's Asa. Where is it Mutter? If you want to speak to your friend, straight in Shulchan Aruch, one of two things. Either if when you go into the Besmedesh, you say a pasuk over there, or you sit down. Now, sitting down, people commonly do, they come to the Besmedesh, and they sit down on the chair. The rabbi says you don't have to sit down. It means you don't just go in and out. You stay there, you ma'akev. It says a lot in yeshiva. Yeshiva doesn't actually mean to sit down. Yeshiva means you stay a drop in the Besmedesh. You
sit down.
In.
Do you sit down?
No, either you say a pasuk. People do both. People sit down and say a pasuk. Yeah. Really, it's either one or the other. I didn't say pasuk, or you sit down, and sitting down doesn't mean to sit down. Sit down, says Eli Rabba, means remain. Just don't rush in and go to your friend and go out. Show that you've come to the Besmedesh because you enjoy being in the Besmedesh.
How do you say the pasuk while rushing?
You can say the pasuk whilst you're going. You can say the pasuk whilst you're going in, or you can stop for a minute, stop for whatever, a few seconds, whatever it is, to show that I haven't just come to be there with my friend. That's one thing, one issa to go into the Besmedesh. Go into the Besmedesh when you haven't used it as a shortcut, but in order to have a discussion with the Besmedesh. There's another issa. An issa is to use the Besmedesh as a shortcut.
Besmedesh is all the
same. So, Shulchan Aruch says, Besakneses, all says, the Mishibura, who are then, it's nothing to do with the Besakneses. We've got a Besmedesh. Besmedesh means that people sit there, it's set up as a chachilidic place to learn, it's got the same halachas. Now, our Bottom Midrashim nowadays, Besakneses is not that common to have full dinim of a Besakneses. You've, as a Znoshim, as a Shaila, whether or not it's got the same Kedusha Legabalisa, Halachas Alot, this whole trip about in Sitz Eliezer. He wants to say that the Primogodim says that you shecht in the Bissam Edrash, and even in the Snoshim, it's also, weiß es darf geschrieben, because that's considered a Mavuzah de Kezach, but maybe just to go in as a shortcut. Isn't also in the, as a Snoshim is not so clear. If a person makes a Bissam Edrash as a one-off, you're there because of the refurbishing of the Bissam Edrash and renovating it, you're going just for 1 week, it's in a hall over there. Now the building, the Onakodesh over there, I saw it over there. So we made it in the hall over there in Ovid Torah. The Bais Medrash has now moved across to the hall for a few days. Has it got, whilst the Bais Medrash is there, has it got dinim of a Bais Medrash like up all these halachas?
Holiday.
On holiday, you're there for a short time over there. So they bring down a Maisa, the Tom Jerov, at the time when he did, at the time of one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael, and you couldn't be in the Bais Medrash, and you moved the Bais Medrash across to Mahsan, wherever it was, he was makbid on all these halachas. Because it says even the Bais Medrash was there for a short time, but the halachas are the same. So Rav Chiddush, Manasvila, the Ikar Din is discussing the Bais Medrash, a Bais Medrash that is set up for learning, or Bais Medrash that's a Bais Knesses. The Chassid Shabbat and Drashim is a very famous tshuva in Devar Chaim, where he discusses a shtibel. Has a shtibel got the kedusha of a Bais Medrash, or hasn't got a din of a kedusha of a Bais Medrash? Devar Chaim wants to say that a shtibel hasn't got a din of a Bais Knesses. Okay, they call it a shtibel in order to show that it's not a Bais Medrash. It's a ayim hamish azach. The Rebbe and his mishpacha are there. Now, for minute, the truth of the Devar Chaim is that it passed Yerusha on them. If a Bais Medrash is a kedusha of a Bais Medrash, what's it got to do with the child? It belongs to the rabbis, it belongs to the people who daven in the Bais Medrash. It's not something that passes Yerusha on them. It says the Devar Chaim, the Bais Medrash hasn't got the kedusha. A shtibel hasn't got the same kedusha as the altar Bais Knesses. What has got the kedusha of a kedusha? It's a place where they get together. Rather, you daven there as well, but it's not only for davening. Therefore, hasn't got the kedusha of the Bais Knesses. Abba, say the Paskim is a manenu, that's all true, but they're discussing what's got the kedusha of the Bais Knesses, whether it passes Yerusha on it. But if the halacha is that Bais Medrash, even if it hasn't got kedusha's Bais Knesses, you're not allowed to go in there, you're not allowed to make a shortcut, because it's a Bais Medrash, something which is, a Bais Medrash has all these halachas, you're not allowed to use it as a shortcut, to go inside there to call your friend. So too, our shtibelach also come under this category of the surim of Kapandria, making a shortcut, or the Surim of going in to call a friend. Now, when is it mutter? So, the way the Shulchan Aruch says the Terim is one of two things. One case it says, one halacha in Shulchan Aruch is if you go to call your friend and you're not allowed to go into the Bais Medrash to call your friend because you've used the Bais Medrash not for the usage of davening or learning, then obviously, apostle call your yeshiva, mark it yourself. Then the other halacha is if you use it as a shortcut. Now, shortcut has two Tanoim attached. You're allowed to go into Bais Medrash, you're not allowed to make a shortcut, unless the Bais Medrash was there, the shortcut was a public path before, prior to the Bais Medrash being there. That means they built the Bais Medrash in a place that was always used as a shortcut first. Then the Bais Medrash hasn't got the koyach to ask the people to go and continue using it as a path. It's got a din of a path, Shadosh Be'rabi, people already used it as a path, and then you're allowed to continue to go inside it.
Well, the shortcut took you to there to there. Hey, the shortcut is just.
It's going through the Bais Medrash. So let's over here.
The same place where you were before.
The same place. Let's over here. Let's in Machzikadas. Let's say they built a big Bais Medrash in Machzikadas. And I don't know how it was. You know the history better. But then they built the Bais Medrash behind, or they used the room behind as the Bais Medrash. So when you were coming in through these main doors to get into the Bais Medrash, you were going in as a path. Then
same
they,
position.
It wasn't the Bais Medrash.
Calling
up, we had the wall panels.
The wall panels, but the path that you're going in over here was always a path again to the Bais Medrash.
Yeah.
Right? So you continue. Because the path was there, the Bais Medrash can't answer it.
Where's the side room?
No, you never go into the Bais Medrash.
No, you go to the coffee room.
You go into the coffee room, yeah.
Then you go inside, then you go to the coffee room. Already.
What was there? Was it a Bais Medrash first, or there was
always
a
Bais
Medrash? There was always a Bais Medrash before the coffee room was there?
Yeah.
What was it? Bais Medrash, and then afterwards they added the coffee room. Okay, so we'll get to that after soon. But this
coffee room was much later.
Came much later. And was the exit always to get out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so when you come into the main Bais Medrash, so you always used to walk into the Bais Medrash, and that was cordoned off, whatever, as a side room.
Yeah,
over
here. You have a kiddush in the hall.
Oh, so got, a kiddush is really very problematic. We go to kiddush, you're going over there, except if your pathway was there before, so it doesn't come also. Something, a pathway that was there before.
Which way? Lightning? Where's the lightning?
So there's a few halachas. There's one halacha is if you're coming called Bar Mitzvah, which is moving down from the Prima Gadol, says that if you're doing the Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Says the Be'alachi, there's no such thing as doing the Tzarech Mitzvah. Second, it says, so what? If you can't do the mitzvah without it, then it's mutter. The Be'alacha says, if you could do it, you're doing the tzarech mitzvah, but why use the Beis Medrash as the pathway in order to do the mitzvah? Go through a different way, do the mitzvah elsewhere. Then there's no heter. If the only way I'll be able to be mekayem the mitzvah is by going through the shul, then it's mutter. That's one heter. But a normal mitzvah, if you could do it elsewhere, then you can't go through the shul. Another heter, if it was built up beforehand. The path was there before the Beis Medrash was there. Now, is there a heter to say psukim? This heter, when you go to the Beis Medrash to call a friend, it's mutter to say psukim. I like to make a shortcut in the Beis Medrash by saying psukim. Okay. I want to go after that next and I say psukim at the same time. So the Be'alocha, the very famous Be'alocha, Be'alocha says it's mutter. The same heter of going to call a friend is, you can say psukim, so too if you want to use the Beis Medrash as a shortcut, go and say psukim. And there's a big controversy about this Be'alocha. Where did the Be'alocha get it from? Doesn't say such a thing. If you go and call your friend, it's not such a bizoyin. That malade helps by saying psukim, but to use those letters as a shortcut for that psukim shouldn't help.
Sit down a second, then you make yeshiva.
The same thing, yeshiva and saying psukim is the same thing. That's one category together. Are you allowed to sit down in this medrash, or are you allowed to say psukim when you're going into this medrash as a shortcut? So the halacha says clearly it's mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, lechatchila, you shouldn't use this heter. And the other say the Rambam's mashma, this math says the Rambam's mashma, it's also. However, nowadays with all the research over here, the Hanukkah class can bring down that the halacha doesn't bring down a makofet, but already in the Kolboy, in the Chaim Rosh, two Rishonim very clearly say this heter of saying Pesukim. Also, even if you use this message as a shortcut, yeah, you help by saying Pesukim. The Chaim HaKadosh in the Sefer Rishon Litzin also says that if you say Pesukim, it helps you for a shortcut. So if we're looking to make a shortcut in this message, you always, a Be'alocha says it's mutter, if the Beis Medrash is there beforehand, it's mutter. And then another shayla, if you're going to Tzerech Tefillah, or let's say, you're down in the Beis Medrash over here, in the big Beis Medrash, and you want to go and take a sefer from next to the coffin room over here, Machzikah. So you go in the big Beis Medrash, you go around the side to take a sefer over there. Have you used the Beis Medrash behind as a shortcut, or do you look at Machzikah as one big Beis Medrash? How do you look at it? A separate unity, or
one big one.
Oh, so, Muhammad Adas, today Rav Yashiv takes on as a small, like what you said over here. If you have one Beis Medrash, you just got different Chadorim inside it, but there's no Issa involved. Others once answer, but Rav Ozna has a tshuva where he doesn't look at it. In that view, he has different Svaras, perhaps that should become Mutter. But Rav Yashiv said that Al Atzad, as he had the Beis Medrash, is all under one roof, one Beis Medrash together. When he was over here, Ramat Gross was here about half a year ago. He came into Chodesh over there. So I asked him this question, as he had a controversial. He came into the Beis Medrash over there and asked him the Shaila that we learned in the big Beis Medrash at the front. And sometimes you go and take a coffee from the coffee room behind, and you go through the back room into the big Beis Medrash. Is there a problem of using a kapanja, using the back Beis Medrash as a shortcut? He says, all one big Beis Medrash, all under one roof. This is what is a Vyasha saw. One big Beis Medrash, one big roof, you're allowed to go and use
it. Those doors open sometimes.
That's even better. That's Mamish, one big Beis Medrash. But over here, where the doors don't open at the back, but it's one big Beis Medrash. What happens if you want to use to go to a Beis Medrash to another Beis Medrash? Not under one roof, but a Beis Medrash next door. So you're using a Beis Medrash to go to a Beis Medrash. But it's not to do a different nicer mitzvah, it's to use a Beis Medrash. Rav Asher says he's not sure about it. Maybe it does come under the heading of using kapandria, not kapandria. What happens in the morning when you come and you want to put your tefillin down in Beis Medrash, which is very common? Or you come in the morning and you want to go through the cloakroom. So you walk some bottom brush and have the cloakroom is off the Beis Medrash. You go into the Beis Medrash and put your hat down. And put the thought with Svara, but it's also, why should it be mutter? What should be the heter to put your tefillin down before you go and take your coffee? You want to make your coffee, so take your tefillin with you. You've come to the Beis Medrash only for the sake of putting your tefillin down over there. Why is that not a problem?
You're going to go back to
and you're going to come to back to Beis Medrash later.
Yeah.
Lechoy should be also. Says
that
we
have a lot of people. The coffee is designed in coffee with
priests. I've got to put a chair outside, but it has to be heter for the Beis Medrash to put inside. Why can I put come in the Beis Medrash just in order to put my tefillin down?
That's the tefillin is for that.
My tefillin is there to use for that, I think. Oh, says that we actually have one thing I've come. Pardon?
A chon of my tefillin.
I could leave outside. There's no reason for me to have to do it there. So the same svara as that, I can see by you as Pasha, that by me was a big Chiddush, that this svara of Rabbi Asha. Rabbi Asha says anything that when you can look at it as you can to the Medrash as the beginning of your tefillah. You start your tefillah by having Tannis and Tefillin. I need my Tannis and Tefillin there for tefillah. The way you start your tefillin is you have the Tannis and Tefillin there, and then when you're ready, you're going to start davening. I gladly need to have a coffee beforehand. I gladly need to go and take my jacket off because I can't daven together with my coat on. That's all part of the Seder tefillah. Coming into the Besmedrish and using the Besmedrish as part of the Seder tefillah isn't also. So, if you come in the morning and you want to use the Besmedrish as a shortcut, where either it's a tzarich limud, which could always be a tzarich mitzvah, you can't, the only place I can do it, I need to get a sefer from the way to behind, the only way I can get the sefer is by making a shortcut for the Bais HaMikdash, because I have to go out to the main Bais HaMikdash and Chazik HaDas, and then go to here, is heta number one. Heta number two, if the pathu was there beforehand, you can always do it. According to the Be'aloch, every time you say psukim, also you can get away with it. Or anything you come in as a scholar for tefillah is also good.
Getting the sefer, making it go round, it's taking time to
For that extra minute? Okay, a fellow who every makes his husband every time the rest of the day, it doesn't make sense.
Every minute, time
pressure. What happens like going over a beamer in the Besmedrish? You're in the Besmedrish itself, and there's a beamer, and you want to cut across the other side of the Besmedrish, go across to the beamer.
That's a good question.
Is it mutar or asa? Bima has more kedusha. Is it mutar or asa to go over a bima?
That could be a problem.
Rats the chavasiyah it's asa, chavasiyah rats it's asa. A person goes over the bima in order to get to the other side of his medrash, has used a place which has more kedusha as a shortcut. It's also a problem. For some reason, it's not brought down in the paskim halacha. So it's hard for paskim to say it's asa, but a person has to be aware that
if a posse up there.
If you say a positive then it'll help. The same thing as a kapanya.
And they're going to go around.
Any positive, or like when your rabbi says, you don't have to sit down, just be ma'akif is good enough. But a person...
I'll put your microphone a bit.
Microphone on the beam of your beam of azab, it's a tzeichimut. Which is a chlimud.
What's it got to do with the
shabbos? It's got nothing to do with the halacha. Any time a person goes through...
A chotzer
is brought down halacha also. The Aruch Shulchan is Michael on using the chotzer of the Besmedrish. Maril says to use the chotzer of the Besmedrish is also a problem. Maril says it's not so pasha bichlal. To go through a garden of the Besmedrish over here as a shortcut is not pasha bichlal. All these things that we're not so aware of these halachas, according to even though the Aruch Shulchan says it's muta and the minhag ha'olam is to be Michael, but it doesn't classify as anything, and Maril says it's also, it means just going round the side, it's not too much of a bother.
Right,
a person is always a person who's saying a person. A person is going to the Be'alocha.
One person, Mahmoud.
So a person says a person is always the Eitzah, or a person is Ma'akir.
Say a person, you've got
the Be'alocha stayed over here as a woman. Unless, and this was what was here before the marriage was built.
Oh, there was a. It was also a
chutzpah.
It was empty
ground.
So first thing about the chutzpah.
There was a shul there.
Where was the old shul?
See, then you can't walk. You're walking through the shul there.
And we were using the car park. It was always there as a counter to go through.
It's empty
piece of ground. It could be over here a car park or something. Could be a car park or something which is made to pass through. Always is the way you can come to both streets over here. A corner street is mutter. But a person has a chutzpah of Besmedrish, which isn't there, like Achilles, only there to serve the Besmedrish. It's made for chuppahs over here, it's made for simchas, it's not tafka for the Besmedrish, it's the garden for the Besmedrish. But a person has a Besmedrish, which is there to serve the Besmedrish, and the person then uses it as a shortcut, when it was there, Achilles said, not for that. The Eitz is always either to try and avoid it, like the Yerushalayim said, that was a Rebbe Lezer Shmuel Ismaila, or at least take psukim, and then that way to avoid the issue.
So,
through this Besmedrish, you go to the coffee room, unless you are a scholar, you can get the tzarek, you live with, and that's it. All the
other people are one of them.
My head went to the Besmedrish, she went, no,
you say a problem is always
better.
Pardon?
Yeah. No,
you're married.
Right to Javi Ashid.
Here's the shame of Chaim Kaufman. Where do you see that school is? Where do you see that?
What he did.
Yeah.